Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning. This is Scott Mills, and it's early on Monday. Thank you, Adam. Good morning, Chris Smith.
Good morning. You all right?
Yes. Good morning, Simon Mundy.
Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
I'm well.
Thanks for coming in today.
It's all right. I'm quite surprised to see you here.
Yes. If you're listening to the afternoon show on Friday, you will know that I was going to Kavos at the weekend. Kavos is in Corfu, which is part of Greece. And I was DJing, as I do sometimes. While a lot of Radio 1 were in Ibiza, I was in Kavos. Now, Becky, who works on my show in the afternoon, she is 30 on Friday. And it's that kind of things to do before you're 30 thing. She'd never been to any of those resorts before. She'd never been to Megalith, never been to Malia, never been to Kavos. Never went when she was like 18 or whatever. So I thought I would change that. And I took her with me this weekend. Now, I made it back to Radio 1. Hi, everyone.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to... Where is she?
Well, she enjoyed it so much. Well, let's speak to her. I got her on the phone. Hi, Becky!
Hi!
Where are you now?
On the beach.
Right, so it's...
Hello!
It's half eight there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really nice.
Are you still enjoying it?
I love it.
It's fine that you didn't come back, because we're all here.
You are?
I said it's fine that you didn't come back, because we're all here. It's don't worry about it.
Okay, cool. Thank
all right.
you.
Okay, who are you with, please?
I don't really know their names, but they're really nice.
Okay. Yeah. Right, Becky, turn the music off.
Hang on, it's about to finish, and it's only got a few minutes left. Hang on.
Turn it off.
There you go.
You're not really in Kavos, are you?
No, I'm upstairs editing Discot.
Right, good. Did you enjoy it, though?
It was amazing. It was really good.
How much sleep have you had?
About 2 hours.
Yeah, it does sound like it. Okay, come and join us downstairs in a minute.
See you in a minute.
Love you, bye.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
This is the Chris Moore Show with Scott Mills. So Chris is on holiday for the next 2 weeks. Bear with, this isn't that complicated, but might be for you at this time. So we're, maybe write it down. I know I have. So this week, we're on in the mornings, normally on in the afternoons. And then next week, it's Sarah Cox in the morning with Comedy Dave. And then we're going to be in Edinburgh at the festival in the afternoon between 4 and 7. Becky, stop yawning.
Sorry.
We're on air.
Hello, sorry.
So, you did enjoy the weekend in Kavos.
It was brilliant, thank you.
She's never...
I sound like the new dragon.
You sound a bit like Hillary. Who tweeted me at the weekend.
You were very excited about that, weren't you?
I don't want to jump on Greg's thing here because I know he was talking about her way before me, but how much do I love that new dragon on Dragon's Den, Hillary De Vere? I can do that for you. Move on. See, I can do the voice. At this time, I can do it. I can give you that. Move on. I can give you that. Move on. Move on. I can give you that. Anyway, so we were in Kavos, and Becky is 30 on Friday. So we're doing a kind of things you should do before you're 30, and you had never been to a resort before in your life before this weekend, had you?
No.
You'd never paid a couple hundred quid to go to Spain or a Greek island or anything like that?
I've been on holidays, but I've never done that kind of 1830s, 20s thing.
Yeah. You've never had to get up at 1 a.m. for the flight, which is at 4 a.m, and then the meeting, which they have with the rep, at 10 a.m.
No.
You've never had to go to the hotel where you don't know where it is because it's allocated on arrival and on a coach. You've never had to say hello to the driver, whose name is often Pedro. And you've never had to lug your suitcase up a hill towards the unallocated hotel at 5 a.m. And we did all that.
It was brilliant.
It was fun.
Yeah.
And then you went straight to work on the Monday morning.
What time do we get in?
In the same clothes.
We got
in.
3? I remember saying to you last night, because I did stay at your house last night, because there was no way I was going back to Reading.
We had 2 hours sleep.
I think
not together.
3, I said, I think I'm just going to sleep in my clothes. And then I did.
Yeah, you
did. So this is the exact same outfit.
I was trying to be like the perfect host. I was like, right, so there's your room, there's your light. And she's like, I'm just going to sleep in my clothes. I have got wash facilities.
No, can't not
bother,
needed.
Can't bother with that. Just go straight in. Have you had any kind of power wash?
No.
Oh, God.
I've had a shower since we left the club. I had a shower yesterday.
That was hours ago. That was like a day ago. Right, we need to talk about... Am I allowed to say what happened in the club? I'll do it later.
Oh, no, don't, because that spoils the whole illusion of how amazing I am.
Right, I have never...
No, don't. This is embarrassing.
In all the time I've been going to clubs and doing these things, I've never never felt the need to have a sleep in the club.
I just fancied a little lie down.
I know, but you were out for 2 hours.
Yeah.
It was all happening around you.
So to say I haven't had any sleep is a lie.
That is, because you did. You had loads. You really stocked up.
As my boyfriend said, at least you didn't fall asleep during Scott's set.
Yeah, you did make it through
afterwards.
Yeah, you did make it through the DJ set, so that's absolutely fine. Notice you've still got your all-inclusive wristband on.
Yeah, the only way is Cavos.
So that's the other one that they gave you. Do you remember that? That's a different one. That doesn't get you anything. That just says the only way is
Cavos. Where's this one from? This stone one.
The stone bangle one is one of the ravers at the front. Gave you that, and he gave me one as well.
Oh, right.
So he's probably listening or something. He's probably back in the UK now, so don't go, ooh, what's this?
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So we're just thinking of other things that Becky should probably do before she's 30. If you're going to text in and say that, then don't, because she's probably already done it. but anything else that you think maybe... We haven't got long, because it's Monday now, and her birthday's on Friday. But anything that... You know, this time, early time in the morning on Monday, you can think that maybe Becky should do before she is 30, then let me know, and maybe we can do some this week. So, tick. You've been to a resort. You've been to Cavos. You survived. You're here anyway, physically. So that's one done. What else can we do before Friday? What are you going to do today?
Have a lie down.
Podcast. Hello, this is the Chris Moyle Show with Scott Mills. If you're just waking up, it's 6:50, 10 to 7 on Monday morning. Scouting for Girls coming up and a bit of Nicki Minaj. Been on the back of a motorbike?
Yes.
You have?
Yep.
Was that with your R&B boyfriend?
No.
Oh, that was bouncing on the bonnet. If you don't know this, Becky used to have an urban boyfriend and he used to love his R&B and they used to bounce on every bonnet in Bournemouth.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day to like Snoop Dogg and stuff. What about going down the road or the street on a space hopper? Have you done that?
No.
Rachel suggests that. You could do that today before collapsing in a heap.
What, today?
Well...
After the show?
Well, you've got to find... Okay, what are you prepared to do today? Because we need something for you to do today before you are... 30 on Friday. Or do you think you deserve a day off because of the weekend you just had in Cavos?
Oh, apparently that was on Friends. That was one of the ones Phoebe wanted to do before she was 30.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Oh, I think I probably should do it.
I'd quite like you to do that.
She wanted to go a mile.
A mile?
Yeah. That is quite a long way.
One that doesn't speak has written that down.
That is...
Look, I rolled...
loads on a space hopper.
I rolled through a park for a mile for Comet Relief. I also did more than a mile of stairs up and down.
What, so you want me to go from here, past Oxford Circus, down through some of the busiest parts?
Of London?
Yeah.
That would be pretty cool. Just on a space hopper. You've never done it. You're 30 on Friday, love. Have you ever eaten a cold kebab at this time?
No.
Right, write that down as well, please. Radio 1
Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
We are going to confirm another act that is going to be on our late night cabaret evenings next week in Edinburgh. We're doing a thing called Fun and Filth Cabaret. So we'll do our normal afternoon show between 4 and 7 from the Edinburgh Festival Fringe. And then between 11 and 12 each night, live on Radio 1 and live on the Radio 1 website, so you'll be able to watch it as well. We're putting on 4 potentially quite blue cabaret shows. Another confirmed act we will announce just after 8 o'clock. Right, Julie's been on from Anglesey. She tried that mile on a space hopper thing. You could do better than her. She lasted 500 yards.
That's not very far, is
it's
it?
It's not far, no.
No.
Hi, Martin.
Hi, Scott. You all right?
You all right?
Not bad.
What's going on?
Not much.
Getting ready for work?
I'm at work.
You're at work already?
Yeah, yeah.
Good work. Okay, how can I help?
Just got a suggestion what Betty can do before 30th birthday.
Yeah, it's on Friday, so go, shoot.
Try to ride a cow.
Have you tried this?
No, I'm too scared.
Well, why don't people ride cows? Does anyone know? Chris Smith off the news, that's the kind of thing you would know.
I'll look into it for you.
Why don't they? Because, there's bulls off of bucking broncos.
Yeah, and then you ride a horse, or...
You ride a horse?
Try not to ride a cow.
Well, yeah, because surely they're quite docile cows, aren't they?
I thought I'd have at least seen that in Somerset, growing up. People, going to work on cows, but I never have.
You haven't seen that?
No.
That's why you've got to try it, because nobody else does it.
Oh, see, Martin, when I first read your text, I thought that you'd already tried it and were kind of...
A recommendation.
Recommending the experience, yeah.
No.
No, I'm too scared.
Trying to get somebody else to do it before I try it.
Yeah, let me know what it was like.
exactly.
Love you, Martin, bye.
Love you too, bye.
Ride a cow, that's good.
Apparently, cows can only see about half a metre in front of them. So it's hard to ride them because they can't
you
see
can
where
guide
going.
It,
you
Scott.
Can guide it. Left a bit.
You'd have I'd to be quite careful. Like to ride a cow if you were guiding it.
Yeah. Radio 1 Podcast. Paul's been on. I've rode a cow. Pictures or it didn't happen, Paul. Why don't people ride cows? I guess it's because they can't see. I reckon we should do, before you're 30, how many different animals you could ride this week.
Right.
What's the rule? Chris Smith knows.
I've been looking into this. You can ride an elephant, obviously.
Yeah,
you can ride
done
a
that.
Camel.
Done that.
You can ride a cow.
Oh, you can?
I found a picture on the internet, so it must be true.
Is this the show jumping cow?
Yeah, this is a girl in Germany.
Loads of people are saying this on YouTube.
She's got a cow called Luna.
Yes.
And it goes over jumps and Gymkhana style and everything.
That's right. Luna the leaping cow.
Yeah.
Yeah, look her up on YouTube.
That's a bit advanced for my first ride, isn't it?
You can ride a giant tortoise.
I'd love to see that. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts. It is Monday. You're listening to BBC Radio 1. I'm Scott Mills. Chris Moyles and the team are off this week. They're also off next week. But in the mornings next week, you'll get Sarah Cox. Oh, in Comedy Dave, we'll be back. And we're in Edinburgh. Sorry, too much information to process so early. I took Becky to Cavos this weekend. Before she's 30... We decided that she needed to go on one of those resort holidays, which most people do when they're like 18, 19. Never been to any of them. Never been to Magaluf. Never been to Cavos. Never been to Falaraki. Never been to Malia. Never been to Zante. I changed that for her this weekend. I enjoyed it that you bought your Greek phrase book.
Yes. Well, I didn't realise that everyone would speak English.
Did you not?
No.
Did you think the strip in Cavos would be full of people speaking Greek?
Well, I wasn't sure. I thought I might have to say something at some point.
Yeah.
In case I ended up in a situation.
And did you think all the food would be traditional Greek food and not full English?
Yeah.
Wow.
I ate so much beige food.
The beige food was on. There was no colour.
Chips.
Yeah.
Quiche.
Potato wedges.
Yeah.
It was good, though.
Ham and cheese toasty.
Yeah. Cheese and ham.
Yeah.
Sometimes cheese on its own, sometimes some ham on its own. On bread.
It was brilliant. Carb loading.
It was good. The carbs were on. Now, we do need to talk at some point, I know you don't want to, about how you fell asleep in the club and the kind of intricacies around that.
I woke up and thought there was an earthquake, and it wasn't. It was just the sofa that I was lying on. You moved me into the conversation.
Well, you'd fallen asleep away from the people that I was with, so I thought, if she's not conscious, at least she could kind of be part of it if I kind of drag...
I was conscious, I was just asleep. I hadn't...
Yeah, no, I'm making it sound worse than it is, I think.
Yeah.
You were asleep, but I wanted you to be part of it, so I dragged the sofa from where you were over to where I was with these people, just so you could kind of join in.
Did I add much to the conversation?
Not at all. Occasionally you woke up and went, are we going home soon? I was like, yeah, soon. At least you didn't fall asleep on the beach. I've done that before. Loads of people do that. You were on a sofa, it was very comfy for you.
Mm.
But you enjoyed it.
It was really good. Yeah.
And we're just trying to think of some other things for Becky to do now before she's 30 on the list so far. 1 mile on a space hopper.
Yep.
Courtesy of Phoebe, your friend. Also, eat a cold kebab at this time in the morning. You've never even boshed like a cold pizza at this time.
No.
or the curry from the night before.
Oh,
no. That's brilliant.
No.
Everyone needs to do that once in their life.
Cold curry for breakfast?
Seriously, it'll change your life. It's lush. Really is.
Ugh.
It is. Just, some people say never return to the takeaway. I'm all about returning to it, as you can see. Now, this morning, after 8 o'clock, we will confirm another act who's going to be on our late-night cabaret shows, which we're doing next week at the Edinburgh Festival. So we do our normal show, 4 till 7, and then we are doing something called the Fun and Filth Cabaret, which is going to be on late night, so we can get away with more stuff. And it's going to be 11 till 12, hosted by me and Nick Grimshaw. We're the kind of ringmasters of this. We've got loads of weird and wonderful stuff from the Edinburgh Festival. Loads of acts, bit of comedy, bit of dance, maybe. Loads of stuff. And some of the weirdest acts we can find. We've also got some star guests. The next one of those we will announce just after 8 o'clock. Also this morning, just after 8.30, our friend Dion Bromfield is going to be popping in. It could be a little bit emotional because I know this is the first interview that she's done since Amy passed away. So that's just after 8.30 this morning on Radio 1.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello, it's Manflu Mills here. This is nothing to do with my weekend in Cavos. I had a bunged up nose on Friday. I've got the recordings to prove it. Becky, however, is a completely different matter. Sounded fine on Friday. Okay, this music means it's Dear Scott. We do this in the afternoon on a Thursday, but for you this morning and every morning this week, the PR4L is on every day. So get emailing with the stuff you want to say to us. It's just like mail from you to us, really. Anything you want to say, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. The posh Radio 4 lady will read it out.
Dear Scott et al., a thorny domestic issue has reared its ugly head again.
Ooh, this is like they're writing to the Times or something.
What, sir? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Et al., a thorny domestic issue. I'd like it if people started putting sir at the start of their messages to Dear Scott.
Do you want me to sort that for you for tomorrow?
That'd be great.
My sister keeps using my towels and leaving them with fake tan streaks dirty in my room. Hashtag angry red face. She also drank a bottle of my French Mountain pink and blue bottled water too. Hashtag fuming. I snapped and texted her saying, I use my towels to dry my meat and two veg as a deterrent, but to no avail. Please help. Yours ever, Sexy Robert. Off of Chester / North Wales. It's complicated, but Wales is better for NHS prescriptions. You get me? Winking smiley.
First we have Mark from Cardiff, and now we've got Robert being all over familiar, first thing on a Monday morning.
Not that I regularly read letters to the editors, but I'm sure meat and two veg wouldn't get in the Times.
That would never make it, would it?
Or I've never seen one from Sexy Robert.
No.
Or sexy anyone.
I can't really talk about this because I've been very guilty of leaving the fake tan streaks on towels, but admittedly they've been my own towels and not somebody else's.
You see, my boyfriend does this. He does. He's got like a, I don't think he realised when he bought it, but he's got a tinted moisturiser, so he puts it on in the morning and then just like wipes his hand on the towel. I'm like, oh.
He doesn't seem the type.
Well, he just likes to top up his Greek tan.
He doesn't seem the type.
Really?
No.
He loves it.
Does he?
Yeah.
I never thought that about him. I don't look at him and think, meop, tinted moisturiser. I don't look at him and think, metrosexual. I don't. I've got to be honest. Don't take that personally, like. I just don't. I mean, I know he wears deodorant and all that, but I don't have him down as like a tinted moisturiser kind of guy. I'm just saying.
He's not full-on mascara, but he loves like tinted products.
Loves his products. Yeah. Well, I think he should be into mascara. And here's where it begins. Let's buy some for him today.
Guyliner.
Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, PR4L, TOTDS, and all your lovely listeners.
Yo.
One of the things I've always noticed about you is your amazing vocabulary. And I thought you may want to add to it.
Is this the right show?
Me and my friends have some amazing phrases. Rufflecopter, lolathon, and nomathon. Lolathon is basically a fun and exciting new way of saying lol, and would be used accordingly. I am doing a lolathon, entirely fuelled by Scott Mills. Nomathon is just a variation on that, e.g., I am having a nomathon entirely fuelled by cucumbers. Oh. Rafflecopter is when you just cannot stop laughing and it hurts, and you need to do crazy hand flapping things so it looks like you're trying to fly. And used such as, I am taking a ride on the Rafflecopter, or I am taking an extensive ride on the Rafflecopter, or I had order in all of the Rafflecopters, but even then it wasn't enough, because I was having a lolathon fueled by someone choking during a nomathon.
You don't get this in the Times either, do you?
I'm surprised you didn't see them, etc. It was nice speaking, and I hope to hear you saying this stuff soon. Smiley. Vicky, 14. P.S. If you don't, I will remove all your fake tan from your flat.
Bad times. I'd love a nomathon right now.
That would be good. But if I was going to have one, I wouldn't just eat cucumber.
No. Get involved with, like, carbs. We did all weekend.
Yeah. That Rafflecopter reminds me of the... Do you remember that woman? You were on Radio 5 talking about English and your use of it and how amazing your vocabulary is.
Mm.
And there was a woman from some English... She was really posh, wasn't she?
Yeah.
And she was going, I don't understand why young people say Rafflecopter. But she had one about rolling on the floor laughing. Something about her tacos.
Yeah, her sombrero fell off and whatever. Yeah, this is a lady who is an English language expert, and they were doing a feature on 5 Live about how we have, you know, advanced English language on this show, and she hates it.
Rafflesham,
which, if you didn't know, means
rolling on floor laughing so hard my sombrero fell off and I dropped my tacos.
Which she claimed that one of her kids used all the time. What a disgrace to the English language. She's not been on for a while. She's been quite quiet. Maybe our language is vastly improved on this show, and that's why she hasn't felt the need to text us or ring us anymore.
Dear Scott, I went for a run around my local park this morning in the rain. And generally, as I'm sure you know, there are only a few hardcore dog walkers that venture outside in bad weather. A lovely old lady with her dog decided to start giving me encouragement each time I went past her after doing a lap. She asked me how many laps I was doing, to which I replied, 8. She then took it upon herself to become something of a personal trainer, counting down the laps. Only she got it wrong. As I was just about to finish my last lap, she was shouting, "Come on, only one more to go!" So I felt that to save her embarrassment and save her feeling bad as she's been so nice, I had to extend my run to do an extra 2 kilometre lap. I was absolutely exhausted by the time I'd finished. Thought you might be able to empathise with this. Love, Emma, 18, off of rainy Bognor Regis, XXX.
Hello, Bognor. I think she knew exactly what she was doing there and just wanted to make you run more, frankly. That's happened to me before, though. I've been running and there'll be a lady like sat there on the bench of a certain age and she'll be like, yep, carry on, keep going. They do love it. They like to shout the instructions and think they're a personal trainer sometimes. So, anything you want to say on Dear Scott? It's just an email away. Send me one, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Put Dear Scott in the subject. The Posh Radio 4 lady might read it out any day this week. It's just like the letters page in the Times.
Podcast.
Another confirmed act that we have got at the Fun and Filth Cabaret. The show we're doing at the Edinburgh Festival next week. Got a big name for you, just after 8. And then, it's big. It's big. So I kind of glossed over that and didn't make it as big as it is. It's huge. Big name, just after 8 o'clock. Big name. And then our mate Dion Brumfield's going to come in just after 8:30 for a chat. Today in the news, Shane Warne's dad, he's not the one off X Factor, is he?
No.
I get them confused. Is he the one off of Liz Hurley?
He's off of cricket.
Yeah. Anyway, his dad hates Shane's new look.
How can you hate Shane's new look?
Oh, no, I've got that wrong. No, his dad's all for it. Shane's new look isn't.
Exactly. I was going to say, how can you hate it? It's amazing.
No, a lot of people are saying it is quite girly, but his dad is saying that Shane's new look isn't girly and people should just leave him alone. Yeah.
Well, he's a bit girly. He's wearing lip gloss, fake tan, and got his head... He's trying to look like Liz.
I don't think I've seen him in... Is it a good? Can I have a... Is it
How can you not have seen the pictures of him? He's so glossy.
I don't think I've... Is this Liz that's done it to him?
Yeah, well, he looks exactly the same as her now. He's got, like, the pale pink lip gloss. He's got, like, really smooth, tanned face. His hair's all, like, slicked back.
Right. Has she done that thing where she's like, look, a bit lip gloss, love?
All about the Ray-Bans.
Let me do your hair. Come here.
Yeah.
Has she done that thing
She hasn't licked a tissue and wiped his face.
Off your mum? Where she's like, come on, stick that bit
she
down.
She hasn't done that.
Oh, my God!
I knew you'd love him.
Oh, he is my absolute new favourite.
You dream of looking like that.
How old is he? He looks great. He's like 40s, yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. He is groomed to within an inch of his life. I've never seen that.
Have you seen what he looks like before, though?
Yes!
And the transformation from, like, his kind of...
It's in the mirror today. On page 9. Wow. So he's got the tweezed eyebrows.
How have you not seen it?
I don't know how this has passed me by, because this is my absolute favourite.
Everyone's got it on, like, email. It's been going around everywhere. Right,
I need to Google more pictures of this. other stuff happening today. Emma Watson's been photographed in a clinch with a boy. Not that much going on, is there?
Also, that's another one. We always talk about this, but that's another word that newspapers use that people don't use in real life.
No one actually says, oh, I'm going to have a clinch tonight with my boyfriend.
Fancy a clinch, my darling? No.
No.
No one says that, do they?
Fancy a romp? They don't, do they?
Or my favourite one at the moment is what the mercury's going to reach.
It's I like that
the
one.
The mercury will reach 26 degrees.
Yeah.
The mercury's not rising.
Who actually says that in real life? It's only in papers.
If people ask me the weather now, I do say, well, hopefully the mercury will reach 15 by this afternoon.
Oh, God. You know, I had a little thing the other day as well about words that I don't like.
Yeah.
Bubbly being one of them for champagne. The other one that I really have an irrational hatred of is when people say blighty. That's my least favourite. Back in blighty. I nearly tweeted it last night. Oh, it just makes... I don't know why it makes me cringe so much. Here I are, back in Blighty after my holidays. Also today, Rihanna is in the papers wearing a Bob Marley swimsuit. I bet Ollie Murs has got one of them as well.
Where did you get them from?
I don't know. Who would you have?
Sean Kingston. I want a Sean Kingston tankini.
What's a tankini?
Like it's almost identical to a swimsuit. It's just been cut.
I've seen those.
So it's like a bikini, but it covers your stomach.
You love Kingston.
I do. It would look brilliant, especially with a bit of my muffin top hanging out over the bottom. I think it would add to the look.
Hi, boys. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Becky is 30 on Friday. Sorry to keep bringing that up. If you just tuned in, she's just compiling a list of things to do before she's 30. We haven't got long.
I've left it a bit late, haven't I? I should have thought of this at 29.
So, already from you lot this morning, we've got go for a mile on a space hopper. That's Phoebe, your friends did that. One of our listeners managed 500 yards on that the other day and just gave up.
Ride a cow. I can't say cow properly, can I? That's a Somerset.
Well, no, it's not to say it's not properly.
No, but you know what I mean. I have to say cow in like a cow.
Cow. We then debated whether it's okay or fine or possible to ride a cow. Apparently it is. So put that on the list.
I was just about to say it's not, and then Chris Smith off the news went and found some Gymkhana cow that like does jumps and all that sort of stuff.
Luna the Leaping Cow, actually, off YouTube. Eat a cold kebab. You've not even done that. You've not even returned to the curry after a night out or anything. You've got a lot to do. However, we had a good start this weekend because Becky had never been to a resort holiday before. She'd never been to like Magaluf, so I took her to Cabos, which is in Corfu, where I was doing a DJ set this weekend. I did threaten to take you there a couple of weeks ago. You're like, yeah, it's not going to happen. We did
it. But it never normally does with you. I've had loads of offers before and none of them have materialised. So I just said yes, kind of not thinking it was ever going to happen.
And then you were like, oh, God, it is actually happening.
Yeah.
Now, Becky did fall asleep in the club, but that was after my DJ set. So I think that's allowed.
Yeah.
Now, on Saturday, I did tweet this and Dev off of Early's on Radio 1 said it sounded like we're on some kind of pensioner's break. We decided to do... Well, you decided that we should do aqua aerobics.
I just thought it was funny, and the girl came round, she was like, aqua gym, and we've got, like, cocktails by the pool. I was like, this is going to be brilliant. Yes, aqua gym, let's do it.
You know, always at those hotels, there's always a really enthusiastic, normally blonde girl coming around going, hello, do you want to do a class? Do you want to do my aqua gym? And we're like, At first, I was like, oh, God, no, no.
Just as she was walking away, you had a change of heart.
Well, actually, yes, we will. So then...
It was just the four of us, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was...
It was her, me, you, and another lady.
Yeah. So then we get these, like, foam roll things.
Yeah, she kept calling it a macaroni. I was like, I don't want to think about food when I'm doing Aquagym.
And do your impression of her.
Hold the macaroni like this, a macaroni like this, lift your macaroni, a macaroni in the water.
Push the macaroni down. Twist your macaroni like this. And turn with the macaroni. This went on for far too long. Like half an hour. But then, and I didn't even see this, something occurred. And Becky was, like, killing herself laughing. I'm like,
I
what?
Couldn't speak. I
what
couldn't
is funny?
Speak.
I mean, the fact that she's calling it a macaroni is fairly amusing. But what is so funny that you can't actually speak?
Her actual boob fell out. Halfway through the class.
How did I not notice that?
She had it out for like, I don't know how she didn't notice. I don't know how you didn't notice. It was out for at least 6 or 7 minutes.
So she's going, did the macaroni like this?
A 20-minute class, over a quarter of it was done with one boob out.
Macaroni.
She had like a tiny little triangle bikini, like off of getting a really good tan. And then she kept jumping in and out with her macaroni. The more she jumped, the more the left boob just appeared.
Enjoy the boob.
And every time we were spinning round, I couldn't speak to tell her, otherwise I would have done, I don't know how.
But you were going, poop.
Yeah, I was
poop.
Just mouth to you, and you didn't notice.
Poop.
How could you not notice?
I was like, what are you talking about? What? Boop. What? So, I didn't see that. It's not like me to not notice things like that. Radio 1 Podcasts. Let's talk about how we went on a rock and roll aqua aerobics class when we were in Cavos, me and Becky, and the lady's boob fell out while she was playing with her macaroni, which is like a woggle thing, like a foam thing. Boob fell out, didn't notice, she carried on. Becky just killed herself laughing and didn't actually point it out to her at any point. Emma's been on. Her boobs fell out all the time when she was doing aqua aerobics class. Her bottoms fell down once during aqua aerobics. It's quite common. Zoe from Southampton's been on. The boob thing happened to me while at a holiday resort. If that wasn't embarrassing enough, it was also in front of a really cute lifeguard. Mortified. Wow, it's 8:14. Now, Radio 1 was in Ibiza this weekend, just gone. You can relive the whole experience if you go to the Radio 1 website, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. You've got Annie Mack kicking it off with a brilliant set from the Ushuaia Ibiza Hotel right on the beach. It looked brilliant. There's loads of pictures online as well. Then you've got the Pete Tong and Carl Cox set. You've got the set from Space with the Essential Mix, Live from the Roof. And also on there, our superstar DJ, Danny Howard from Blackpool. This is when he won the chance to appear in Ibiza with the rest of those DJs.
It's been an amazing week. You've both done very well. Only one of you can win. And the one person who has won, and that person going to Ibiza to DJ at Radio 1's party tomorrow night in front of thousands of people, in front of real superstar DJs, Calvin Harris and Pete Tong on your shoulder watching you as you do your thing and the crowd go mad. That person going to Ibiza and the winner of the Superstar DJ competition is... It's you, Danny.
Oh, my God.
I was following his tweets all weekend and he had such a good time. Relive the whole Ibiza Radio 1 experience now at the website bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Go to the homepage and click on the picture of Annie Mack.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast. Podcast.
Next week, everybody, we are coming back to Edinburgh at the festival. 2 years ago, we brought you Scott Mills the Musical. Last year, we brought you one-man shows. This year, it's late-night cabaret.
Bienvenue. Do you feel all right? Well, prepare to have the night of your life.
This is our theme tune.
It's your cabaret of filth and fun with Scott Mills and Nick Grimshaw on Radio 1. We're gonna show you things you've never seen before. By the end of the night, you'll be crying out for more. What happens here is up to you. Prepare to be amazed. It's about to get real filthy right up on this stage. Come on, get involved. Yeah, let's all get involved. Let's have some filth. Let's have some fun. It's raining.
That's our theme tune, and that's what it's called. Radio 1's Fun and Filth Cabaret. Late Night Cabaret starting a week today. You'll hear it live on Radio 1. You can watch it live on the website between 11 and 12 each evening. Your hosts are me and Nick Grimshaw. Now, you've been suggesting loads of acts and artists that we should have on our four late night cabaret shows that we're doing. So thank you for all these suggestions. We've got loads. Have a look at what we got on my page on the Radio 1 website. And have a look at all the suggestions and some videos as well on my Facebook. If you just search Scott Mills Facebook, it should be the first one that comes up. Confirmed artists so far for next week in Edinburgh. Greg James. And that's it.
Was that the big announcement?
No.
Oh.
It's coming now. So, let's announce another act that's joining us on our late night cabaret experience next week in Edinburgh. Who is this?
This is The Hoff!
Yes to The Hoff!
Yes!
Don't hassle The Hoff. You can hassle me. I'm so excited.
Good morning, David Hasselhoff.
Good evening and good morning from Los Angeles.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. The weather, there's actually sun in my country.
I noticed that you were complaining on Twitter about a lack of that last time you were here.
I did complain a little bit about it, and I'm really sorry. My heart belongs to the UK anyway, and somebody special in Wales, but now I'm going to be in Edinburgh. It's going to be fun, I hope.
There's always sun in Edinburgh as well.
It is? Really?
It's like LA weather.
Fantastic. I'm ready. I'm tan. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Have you ever been to Edinburgh before, Dave?
I think so, but I can't remember.
It was good then.
It was one of those fun times when I was a night rider. I think I remember a large castle and people wearing kilts.
What you could do when you get there as well, because you're going to be on our Fun and Filth Cabaret, you could amaze everybody with your brilliant accent, your Scottish accent.
Well, Scottish accent, so talk like this. Or this, that's right.
Sorry, what?
I don't know. I don't know. It's like Shrek, you know. I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea what's going to happen there. I just know that...
That we've signed you up.
You set me up? I have no idea.
No, we haven't set you up. We've signed you up.
Well, you've signed me up, and I'm bringing my girls as well, so there.
So we get the whole Hoff family.
You're going to get, yes, the Hoff father and the Hoff drops, Bella Vita.
Wow. So you are our next confirmed artist on the bill, and this is next week at the Fun and Filth Cabaret. Have you ever done cabaret before?
I did cabaret. I would say that Chicago, the musical, was a bit cabaret, but I'm sure this is a bit more campy.
This could be potentially campy, yes.
This could potentially ruin my career, but that's okay.
David,
my career has been ruined before.
I wouldn't do that to you. Do you know what I love about you is your complete inability to keep a secret. Now, I've been trying to sort this out with you for ages, and we're like, okay, we'll announce it on Monday. Now, if you could just take all that stuff off your website.
Yes, people have said, like, telephone, telegraph, tell Hasselhoff.
And then last night on Twitter, you're like, Scott's got a Hofftastic surprise tomorrow morning. I'm like, stop it! Anyway, it's all out there now.
It's all out there. I'm looking forward to it. The girls are upstairs picking out their cool outfits, their cabaret outfits, and they're really excited. They've never been to Edinburgh, and I do remember Edinburgh. It's a lovely city. It's a beautiful city, and I'm hoping to get there early to trip around the castle and show them some of my memories, and I'm very, very excited. You know I love you guys.
Well, we love you too, and we're so pleased that you can be part of it, so thank you, Hoff. Now, have you found anywhere to stay yet? Because you can share with us if you absolutely need to.
I don't know where I'm going to stay yet. I'm just trying to figure out what I'm doing on the show. Are we singing a duet?
Well, here's the thing.
That's a brilliant idea.
I would like us to do a song together, yes. I have been talking about this with the one that doesn't speak. That would be good if you're up for it.
Well, maybe we could do, like, you know, jump in my horse instead of jump in my car or...
Not everyone has a horse in Edinburgh.
They do?
No, they don't.
They don't have sheep?
I don't know. No, it's not sheep either. I don't know what you're expecting.
I don't...
Jump on my horse.
It's going to be a blast, man. I actually can't wait to get back, although it's been really hot and sunny here every day.
And you know what? The Edinburgh Festival is so cool. You will enjoy it so much.
You know what? I ran into the Nervo Twins over in Vegas when they were celebrating my birthday party. They were the DJs, and they were saying how big it is and how you should be so honored to be on the show. And I said, well, I am. I'm like, very excited, so it's going to be great.
Well, listen, we will see you next week.
Absolutely. I'll be there.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Our friend Dion Brumfield is here. Hi, Dion.
Hello.
Thanks for coming in to see us today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, if you want to watch us on the webcams, if you're at work already, maybe you are, bbc.co.uk/radio1. It's on the website now, so you can see us as well as hear us. These last few weeks must have just been horrendous for you.
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind.
Yeah, I bet it has.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's always hard when you lose someone close to you, but when you lose someone and it's like it's worldwide news, then that must be like even more difficult.
No, definitely. And I mean, I was actually in Wales at the time, putting the wanted, and I could see stuff.
We should say, by the way, if you didn't know, Dion's godmother was Amy Winehouse.
Yeah.
Sorry, go on.
No. Obviously, I was in the dressing room, but my mum and Javon, who was Amy's PA, didn't. They found out about an hour or so before I found out, but they didn't want to tell me.
Right, because you were performing.
Yeah, and they thought it would be, because, you know, there's been so much hoax as well. No one wanted to believe it was true and say something to me, and then it turns out it's not true, and then I'm getting all worried and stuff like that. And I remember everyone was coming around me and just, you know, when someone's looking at you and you look back and everyone just puts their heads down.
Right, and you could sense that.
Yeah, and I mean, you could imagine Twitter, my phone was going off, so I'm hearing all this stuff, but no one's telling me anything, so I'm thinking it's just not true.
So, but were you checking Twitter and you saw it?
No, well, it comes through my phone.
Right, yeah.
So I was getting loads and loads of tweets and stuff. And I went from 17,000 followers to 47,000 followers now. Yeah. So it just shows that it's like been quite a commotion, but it was a massive thing.
And this is the first time, obviously, you've been on the radio or done any interviews since Amy died.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, at some point you've got to get yourself back out there. And I think you're really brave for doing that.
Yeah, no. I mean, I done Big Chill, which was really cool, on Saturday, and I'd done a little tribute to her.
Yeah, so you did, really you played Love's Losing Game.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was at Big Chill at the weekend.
That was, yeah.
How was that?
It was good. I mean, I was so nervous because it was the first thing I'd done in 2 weeks, so it was kind of like, you don't know how people are going to take to you, so I was like pooing myself, literally. Yeah. And the audience were amazing, though. I think that's probably one of the best shows I've ever done.
It must have been quite an emotionally charged performance.
Well, yeah, at the end of Love Is a Losing Game, I was trying so hard not to cry the whole way through, and then to the end, it just kind of got to me a bit.
Yeah. When it happened, were there lots of calls and stuff asking for your views on everything at the time?
Oh, God, yeah. People were outside my house asking me to say something, and it was just kind of like, you know, imagine if you've lost a loved one that's really close to you. You don't really want people in your face saying, what was this like? What was that like? And it's kind of a bit much. And this wasn't like a normal death. It was one that everyone heard about. Yeah. So it was, obviously everyone wants to have a little hear of what happened and stuff like that. But it was just, it was really a lot to take in.
So you're at this performance in Wales with The Wanted. And I mean, it's one of those events that where everyone will remember what they were doing when it happened, because she was such an icon and an incredible lady. So where were you when you eventually found out the news? Had you performed?
I was in my dressing room. No, this was 15 minutes before.
Oh, wow.
I was in my dressing room. Someone was doing my hair, and everyone was kind of, do you know when someone's like that? Like, not crying, but you know they're about to cry.
Yeah.
And you could just tell the whole atmosphere went from everyone being happy to everyone just quiet. So I was kind of like, okay, something's going on. So I brought out someone's iPad, and I just looked on Google, and it was on the homepage of Google. And then at first I eventually just asked, it's true, isn't it? And they eventually just said, yeah, it's true. And it was just, I still don't believe it. It's not even now, it's not synced in.
You don't think you've processed it yet somehow?
At Amy's funeral it hit me hard.
Yeah.
But now you hear about her a lot. You see pictures of her, like she's on the radio.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like she's there.
Right.
But you just can't physically see or feel her, if you know what I mean.
It must be really strange.
It is strange, but I think when it finally sinks in, I think it might hit me really hard.
What did you think immediately when you, the first thing you thought when you heard the news?
I didn't have a chance to think. my mind just went blank. At first I was thinking it's not true because it's happened two times before. So it was kind of just like someone's made a sick rumour and you're just waiting for someone to say it's not true. And the fact that I was thinking, oh God, I got to perform. And people were saying, don't do it if you don't want to do it. No one was pressurising me to do it. But I knew Amy would want me to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, she was one of my biggest fans. So I didn't want to be sitting there crying around. Obviously, you're going to be upset, but I just thought, you know, Amy loved to see me perform, so do it for Amy.
Hmm. Now, you'd been with Amy the week before. Obviously, there's been lots of pictures of that and a lot of people were there. She was on stage with you. How was she then?
She was absolutely fine. She was absolutely fine. And the funny thing is, I didn't even realise she was on the side of the stage because I couldn't see. It's really dark on either side. And I remember just before I was about to do Mama Said, I spotted her. And I was like...
So you didn't know she was going to be there?
No. And I spotted her and I was like, okay. So I thought, let's bring her out for Mama Said. And I brought her out for Mama Said and she was like, I knew you were going to do that. I knew you were going to do that. And I was like, it was probably one of the most amazing things that happened that night.
Yeah, and it's good that that did happen, you know.
No, yeah.
Obviously, it was as massive a shock to you as everyone else, even though you've said, you know, like, she's been through some rough times and, you know, there's been... And also, there have been loads of hoaxes all over the internet all the time. But when something like that happens, obviously, the stories about that person and the speculation just goes mad. Do you keep up with that? I mean, even now, do you read or are you reading the stuff that is in the paper every day?
I try not to read it. I mean, it was quite annoying that I had to look on the Daily Mail to see that it was true. But, I mean, I try not to read it because there's so much stuff that has been said and it's just, it's not nice to read. I mean, she's passed away. Just leave it. Let her be, if you know what I mean.
Mm. But the last time you saw her, she seemed healthy and very happy.
She was fine. I think that was the best time I've ever seen her. I mean, I'd done a song called Get Over It and in the corner she was crying. So it was like I said, she was one of my biggest fans. Yeah. So it's just such a shame to know that she was at her, like, her best moment and to know 3 days later, unfortunately.
Well, that's what Mitch has been saying, Amy's dad as well, that she was in a really, really good place.
Yeah, she was.
And from your point of view, that's where she was at.
I think that's the most thing. It's a shock to know that someone's getting better and she was so much better and then it just hits you like that. It's just kind of like... It's weird. It was really weird.
Were you surprised at the public reaction to Amy's death and how many people were, you know, genuinely really touched, like, outside the house? Because if you think about it, over the last kind of few years, most stories about her were generally, you know, they were quite negative ones.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's quite easy to forget how much her music meant to people and, you know... With those press stories out there.
Yeah, no, it was... I mean, I went to the house and I saw so many flowers and there was, like, stuff from, like, Spain, Sweden, all of these places. And it's just so nice to know that people do approve of, like, her stuff that she has been done. And, I mean, she was a talented singer. I think she's, well, for me, one of the best singers of my time, definitely.
Hmm.
So to see that people do appreciate what she has done, I think is really nice. And I'm sure Amy's looking down and... happy as well.
Yeah. Obviously, people only know her through what they read in the paper, which is a very powerful thing. And obviously, they know her through her music.
Yeah.
What was she actually like?
She was loving. She's very family orientated. I mean, she loved instruments. She'd play, like, guitar all the time. And she taught me how to play guitar. And she was just really into her family, loved cooking, loved singing and all of this stuff. She was really just a sweet person, a really sweet person.
And is that how you will remember her?
Definitely, yeah. She was like a mother figure to me as well.
Yeah, I mean, we discussed that before when you came in, yeah.
Okay. She is.
Podcast. So, you're with Tinchy Strider on this new track. And it's the official Olympic torch relay song.
Yeah.
Do you get to carry the torch at any point?
We do. We did, actually. It was really good. In the video, you see us holding the torch.
What was that like?
To be honest, when they got it out, I was thinking, oh, my God, it's, like, gold and it's going to be heavy.
It looks heavy.
What not? I could, like, pick it up. I was like, wow. Like I said, the torch is bigger than Tinchy. It's, like, it's really light and stuff.
Okay, so I've got this nice... There's two of you on the cover.
Oh, no, that's the first time I've seen it.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
There they are.
Yeah.
Were you together at the time? It looks like you might have been... It looks like he's a cardboard cutout.
Yeah, probably is a cardboard cutout.
Right. It does a bit, doesn't it? Okay, so it's called Spinning for 2012.
Yeah.
and this is the official Olympic torch relay song. So what else have you got coming up over the rest of the summer and the rest of the year, Dion?
Doing more festivals, and this was all done, like, booked before Amy's death, so just to clear that, I'm not doing running into everything.
No.
But, I got V Festival, doing Summer Sunday on Saturday, and I'm also on Born to Shine.
So, are you?
Yeah.
Okay. There's that loads going on.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Dion, can I just apologise for our slightly bad attire this morning?
No, don't be silly.
It's Leisure Wear Monday. you didn't say anything because you're far too polite. Becky is wearing like a hoodie, and I'm wearing all. I look like Jimmy Savile, to be honest, just before one of his charity runs. Because we went to Cabos this weekend. Becky has never been to any of the holiday resorts in her life. So we thought we'd give it a shot this weekend.
Pretty
because
hard,
she
hasn't it?
Yes.
Just by looking at you, Becky, yeah. Dion can tell that it hit you hard.
I had a brilliant time.
At least your eyes are open.
That's amazing.
Your eyes are open.
So, sorry, we look a little dishevelled right now. But listen, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
And thanks for all the Amy stuff and also for bringing in the new single. Loads of people have been on, like Angie in Cornwall says, the memory of Amy will be with us forever so long as we have Dion and her fantastic voice. There's so many nice messages coming in. Leslie from Hereford says, I was at the Big Chill on Saturday with my family. Dion was amazing and had me in tears as well. At the end, her voice is so beautiful. And Andy in Thur says, what a charming and articulate and together young lady. And she will do her godmother proud with future success, I'm sure. So loads of really nice messages coming in from our listeners. And thanks once again, Dion, for coming in today.
Thank you.
I've got one more thing that you said earlier, which is great.
The torch is bigger than Tinchy.
Oh, wow.
If he's listening, I'm so sorry.
That's fine. he's a laugh. He's up for it. It's fine. Listen, thanks very much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Dion.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
My voice is a little bit rope today, and that's nothing to do with the fact that we went to Cavos at the weekend. If you listen again to Friday's show, I sounded exactly the same. So don't try and hang that on me, yeah? Listen to Becky, though.
All right, love.
Move on.
You're Hillary off Dragon's Den, minus the shoulder pads.
I can do that for you. Move on.
Apparently it was amazing last night.
Give me an itchy foot.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Chris Smith was saying there was some sort of spray-on six-pack affair.
Really?
Yeah, from like...
What, from Hillary?
No, some sort of like tanning...
Hillary's got a six-pack?
No. I'd love that if that was the case.
Got a six-pack.
I don't know if she hasn't got a six-pack, but this was some sort of device you stuck on yourself so that you could, when you had a sunbed, it looked like you had a six-pack.
I bet she would have loved that. Don't tell me what happened, everybody that saw Dragon's Den. I watched the repeat tonight. Thanks very much. Got a six pack, move on.
Fine, can give you that, move on. Move on.
Love her. So this is the point where One Direction fans, we themselves, on Wednesday at 8 a.m, all of One Direction are going to be here. No biggie. My Twitter's gone crazy this weekend. So has our Facebook page and the text every time you mention it.
You were trending on Friday because of them, weren't you?
Yeah, thanks One Direction. I was worldwide trending at one point. Nothing to do with me at all. So, I have their new song here. I loved it as well. On Friday, when we played a little bit of it, people were emailing and Facebooking us going, right, who wants to go down to Radio 1 and hack Scott Mills' computer? So we can hear all of it.
Well, you only played the introduction, then I managed to persuade you to play up until, and all you heard was him go, you're, and I don't know, you're what?
I know.
Can you play a bit more today, please?
Don't try hacking my computer anyway, because I've got it on CD. How old-fashioned of me. Here, look. Ooh. Don't try and get it on the way out of the building. I'll leave for another exit.
Do you carry it with you everywhere?
Yes. I shouldn't have said that. No, I hide it in a special safe, One Direction safe, and you'll never find out where it is.
I quite, you know those money wallets you can get off travelling where it's like you put it under your clothes?
Yeah, I've got a bum bag.
1D bum bag.
So, this is the first few seconds of the new track, What Makes You Beautiful by One Direction, which will be played in full when they come in on Wednesday morning. I'll play a little bit more.
You're in.
That's a little bit more than I played the other day.
tiny bit.
I'm going to get in trouble for this again. Also, Liam Payne tweeted me from the band going, I'm going to tell Simon on you. Eh, whatever. Again. Don't tell Simon, please.
You're
I think it's in Swindon.
No, it sounds more like you're in Sainsbury's or...
Oh, maybe it's maybe they've got like a sponsorship deal.
You're in
Superdrug, maybe?
Yeah.
You're in socks and pants. Maybe it's like when you forget your kit for games. What could it be? You're in... don't know.
Stupid Street?
In Stupid Street. It could be about this show. Anyway, One Direction will be here Wednesday, 8 a.m. If you're a fan, why not listen?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
Jason.
Jason, where are you today?
I'm in Suffolk.
Are you working?
Yeah.
Happy Monday.
Yeah.
How can I help?
I'll just ring up about the One Direction song.
Oh, yeah, you think you know what the first line is?
Yeah, I think it's probably, you're in sample.
Okay, see if that fits.
You're in
sample.
Yeah.
It does work.
Well, yeah, I think that's probably what it is.
Yeah, it could be that.
You're in
sample. Yeah, you could be right. You think it's like a medical song, right?
Probably, yeah, probably. They're all quite young, they're sort of learning still. And
yeah, it could be...
You're in
sample. I've kept it cool. And here's an example of a stool. I don't know.
Wow.
Something like that.
I never knew you could freestyle.
No, neither did I. I surprised myself there. Really did. Thanks for your top suggestion there. Have a good day. Okay, bye.
Cheers. Bye.
BBC
Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast.
I think we should start up this thing on Twitter. At BBCR1 is the Radio 1 Twitter. Loads of people are trying to guess what the first line of the new One Direction track is. Someone thinks it's Urine Sample. There's loads of different suggestions coming in.
You're insane.
Could be.
You're insane.
Simon Cowell's bathroom.
You're insatiable.
Could be any of those. Insatiable. If you... let's start up a hashtag, shall we?
Hmm?
So if you do hashtag 1D lyric and just let us know what you think the first line of that song is, the new One Direction track, What Makes You Beautiful, which we are playing on Wednesday morning when the boys come in, 8 o'clock. Hashtag 1D lyric and just let us know what you think. I'm going to quickly talk about your phrase book that you had out in Cavos at the weekend. Becky is trying to do things that she hasn't done before she gets to 30, which is Friday.
Yeah, I didn't realise that you're not meant to take a phrase book on 1830s holidays.
Well, no, because generally most people do speak English.
I know, I couldn't believe it.
I know, she expected everyone to be Greek.
I didn't speak to any Greeks.
No, not one.
There must have been some Greeks there.
There were there, but we didn't really get a chance to speak to any. It was mostly just English people. Becky fell asleep on a sofa in a club, which is a high point, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, also, you were telling me that animals make different noises in Greek.
Yes, they do.
Dogs don't go woof, they go gav.
Yeah.
Gav, gav. Hens, what do they do?
Oh, I can't find the page.
I know what they do, because I remember you told me.
What?
Car, car. Car, car. That's what a hen does. And also, some of the phrases you were coming out with, probably not best to say them to the lady on reception as you were trying them out.
Well, she liked it. Easy tiger.
Yeah. Don't worry, I'll do it myself, was one of them. They're all in, no, the best section.
There's an amazing romance section.
The romance section.
I can say...
phrase books is always good.
I think we should stop now.
Yeah.
I can say, it helps to have a sense of humour.
Do you like this?
Do it faster, harder, slower, softer. And then afterwards I can say, that was amazing, romantic, that was wild.
I like slow down, tiger.
Or this one, on the second page though, after you've been on the date, it says, will you, dot, 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 and then I know how to say... go out with me, marry me, and meet my parents.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Oh, my God, it's next week. Can you believe our shows at the Edinburgh Festival, Becky, are next week?
Come on, get involved. Yeah, let's all get involved. Let's have some Phil.
Phil.
Let's have some fun.
Fun.
It's Radio 1. Fun and filth cabaret.
So, in 2009, we brought you Scott Mills, the musical. Last year, it was all about our one-man shows. Each member of the team did a one-man show. It was terrifying. This year, we're doing late-night cabaret, putting on four cabaret shows. We've never done this before, obvs. It's going to be 11 till 12, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. All live on Radio 1, hosted by me and Grimmy, and all available to watch on the Radio 1 website live as it's happening. So excited about this. I love going to Edinburgh. Festival's so cool. Already we've confirmed Greg James off of Afternoons on Radio 1. He's still working out what he's going to do at the Fun and Filth Cabaret. He needs your help on this today from 1 o'clock. But today, if you weren't listening, we confirmed another star act appearing in Edinburgh on our cabaret shows next week.
The Hoff! Don't hassle the Hoff. You can hassle me. I'm so excited.
He has no idea what's going to happen, but he's very excited.
I'm going to be in Edinburgh. It's going to be fun, I hope.
Edinburgh. So the Hoff is going to be on the first of the late night cabaret shows next Monday, a week today. Now, obviously, if you are going to be in the Edinburgh area, maybe if you are there for the festival, there will be a limited amount of tickets for these shows, so you can actually be there. Listen to our shows all next week in the afternoon between 4 and 7, also coming from Edinburgh, and you will find out how to get these tickets if you're going to be there already.
This could potentially ruin my career, but that's okay.
See, he's prepared for us to ruin his career. Wow. I think that me and him should do a duet together. I've never sung with the Hoff before. I've done most other things. But I've never actually sung a song with him. I was thinking maybe... Well, I didn't want to tell him this when he was on the phone earlier. I was thinking maybe Father and Son off of Boyzone.
Which one's which?
And... Well, I don't know. Father and Son's
an
option. I think
a love song, though. Do you not think? Like a proper romantic one.
Like what?
Because you do care a lot about each other.
But not in a... We're not in love. We're just... There is love, but we're not in love. So I think... Like singing a romantic song.
You love him, but you're not in love with him.
That's it. That's what I'm saying. I think that would be a bit weird. Anyway, so any suggestions that you've got of the song that me and the Hoff could do a duet with, then stick it on our Facebook. Just search Scott Mills on Facebook. Put it on there.
You could do the Chris Brown, Justin Bieber one.
No.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.